Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome, everyone, to your weekly wellness radio. Let's talk about it. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. This is your weekly wellness radio for both Mexicali and Imperial Valley. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt, and my co-host is Scott Dudley.
Hi, thank you so much for joining us this week and every week. Or perhaps you're one of those podcast people, right?
I know. It's every day.
Yeah. Clicking on the website. And like, oh, look at that. Look at that show. KXORadio.com is the source of the podcast. So if you want to get those podcasts and listen to us.
How many shows do we have in there?
About 80 or so. I'm kind of, maybe a few more. Actually, a couple of years worth. I kind of go back every once in a while and see if they're falling off the bottom of the pile. No, they're still there.
Okay.
So lots of really interesting topics and lots of great guests. Really concerned and caring people from our own community. 180 shows. Wow.
Nice phone.
Pretty impressive. And how many of those shows feature today's guest? How many do you have under your belt? Have you done any? This is it?
This is your first one?
This is the first one.
All right.
We are pleased to present a brand new guest to that list of 180 shows that are available on podcast at KXORadio.com. We are joined today by Carlos Tapia, and he's a psychiatric social worker 2, which is the classification here in the county. He works for behavioral health. He's an associates of social work. Long-time employee. You've been around for a while.
Yeah, about almost 7 years.
7 years. And started off as a rehabilitation technician, right?
Yes.
And decided to go. Was this your calling? Was this?
Actually, when I was attending my undergrad, I met Mrs. Berta Carreño at San Diego State, and she used to be a behavioral health manager, now retired. And I remember I approached her and I said, you know, my dream is to work at behavioral health and be a clinician. And she told me that there was this program called Business Sense and that I should start working there first. And
that's where you...
Well, yeah, I mean, I didn't really work on Business Sense, but I started in the clinic, you know, in children's services as a mental health rehabilitation technician. And, you know, from there, I started my career.
Was it growing up as a kid, was this like... You was that?
Did you see yourself as a clinician, yeah, or did you think, you know what, I'm going to be a fireman?
Well, initially I thought about becoming a pilot. I wanted to be a pilot, and I wanted to be in the Navy. My mom, she didn't like the idea, so that didn't go as planned. But after that, when I was going to Imperial Valley College, I started noticing, like, a lot of people my age with problems and a lot of need in the community, and I started to get an interest in psychology. So that's when I chose my major, and I was like digging around careers and trying different things. And actually, initially, I was gonna do computer science because it was very well paid, but I just hated being sitting down and in front of the computer, and just I felt it was not for me. And talking to people, getting to know them, their stories, I felt it was something, it was my calling.
You know, it's one of the things that I find really interesting is people who have been born and raised and grew up in this community and then have the opportunity to kind of go and become a professional within some scope of practice, like, for example, being a clinician, being a therapist, and come back and give, you have some opportunities to help in ways that your growing up in the community supports. Yeah? I mean, so growing up here, how does that help you when you're doing your job now today?
Well, it gives you a more, I'll say, in-depth, you know, view of the problems in the community, how the people think here in the valley. I was actually born in Mexico, so to me it was also very different, you know, from one system to the other. One, you know, you kind of have to pay for everything. You have to know a lot of people. And here people have more opportunities if they are willing to take them. And that's what a lot of people didn't. I feel they don't really realize.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.